Okay, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. I think I'm not gonna say anything new because all of you have studied this surah before. So I just present the words, and then there are some diagrams and some simple explanations. So Surah Al-Falaq, it is about seeking refuge. It wants to teach us how to seek refuge to the Lord of Falaq. Let me play the surah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Say, I seek refuge in the Lord of Falaq, and not just daybreak, from the evil of which he created, and from the evil of darkness when it settles, and from the evil of the blowers in the nuts, and from the evil of an envier when he envies. So this is the surah's diagram. We have a refuge, which is the Lord of Falaq, and then we have a prophet. The prophet is ordered in surah to say that I seek refuge, and he's seeking refuge from the evils of what God has created, which are categorized in three branches: the evil of the envious when he envies, the evil of the blowers to the knots, and the evil of darkness when it spreads and settles. Yes, I think. These are the words of a surah. The first one is Qul, which has been translated to say. But the definition that I've written for the words is exactly based on the definition from At-Tahqiq. I mean, I try to include all of the parts of the definition that were in that definition in At-Tahqiq. So, qul would be expressing your intention and conveying it in whatever way possible. So, it can be written, it can be with body language, it can be with your mimics, whatever ways that are possible for expressing your intention. Yes, I can give you the PowerPoint. Auzo, to seek refuge. The definition is seeking refuge in someone who is able and who can save you from a pending threat. There is a threat and there is a powerful person. You try to seek refuge to that person to save yourself. Rababa, which we have Lord from that, Rab, is a person who can drive you toward perfection. And a person who can remove your, imperfections, your defects. The next word is falaq, which I didn't translate it intentionally in the surah. If you want to give a simple translation for falaq, it is a splitting. I mean, a splitting in which there is a meaningful distinguishing factor before and after the split. Like what we see in daybreak. We have light, we have darkness, and we have falaq. Sharara, which we have even from that here, shar in the surah, is the opposite of good. And by good, we mean that which is pretended to, that which is preferred, rajhan. Because it is better. And evil, respectively, means something that brings damage and destruction and disadvantage. Khalaqa, which we have to create from it in Surah Khalq, is creating something in a specific way. Qasaqa, which has been translated to dominant darkness, is a darkness which spreads and then dominates a place. It is both material and spiritual. For them to read.
Think about it.
Okay.
Just imagine the word for any questions.
I think we have the imagination for visualizing the words. Or no, I didn't include it here. So the next part is visualizing the words. I mean, whatever word we have in surah and the definitions for them, you have to visualize them. Give me pictures. Give me image of the words. For example, qasaqa. How can you visualize it in your mind? Yes. Exactly. Or, for example, ink. When we pour it into a glass of water, it spreads and the whole water is dark. Yes, it is a, for example, a distinction. You see, I put the distinctions here. We have two strong colors, and then we have distinction. I mean, this is an example of color. I put the intention. And the color, you see, the color is color fala in the Hebrew. In a special way. For example, human beings are distinguished from plants, from earth, from mountains.
That is just creating.
It is creating, but creating a flower is different from creating a watch or something else. Does that make sense?
We don't allocate faith enough to say creating a special quality.
Yes.
That if you want to create a flower, that is not creation, that is just a reputation. So you need to see a specific way.
So you, okay, you mean roses are the same as dandelions?
They are not the same, actually.
So each of them is created in a specific way with special qualities? I mean, the distinction.
They is, I think,
yes,
special
qualities. I think the example roses and dandelions, it helps. Okay, the previous one, qul, auzo, and rab, examples, images. What comes to your mind when you think of, for example, qul? Or walking, is it the kind of qul? Frowning, shouting, leaving a place, eating something, not leaving. Yes. Whatever you do can be a goal.
Expression and our inner side, when we come,
yes. Yes, exactly. Auzo.
The baby goes to its mother.
Yes, exactly. Bottom. What else? Yes, exactly.
Umbrella.
How about rap?
Teacher. Mother.
Teachers. Mothers.
Father.
Father. Vaqaba, I've translated it into permeate, which means when something penetrates something and it settles there. The settling and penetrating are important in Vaqaba. Something goes through something and stays there.
Like water in a sponge.
Yes. Yes. When it rains, there is a fall, the water stays there.
For another color, maybe glass.
Uh-huh. Yes, I think it can be a good image. Nafatha, blow, it is expelling air to something forcefully so that some of your saliva, your the water of your mouth, yes, enters that thing that you've been blowing to that. Any other images?
Flame leaves.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, blowing into a balloon. A balloon, actually. What else?
Is that a point that the saliva pours? Yes, it is blowing
with a spitting. The image.
It's so hard to imagine.
No, but.
In Holy Quran, I mean, it's hard to imagine.
No. إن الله الله يستحي أن يزرع مثلا عقدة tie it is attachment of two or more things together and fastening them in a certain point so that there is a knot. Yes, tie. حسد envy it is a reprehensible attribute as Allama Mustafavi says, which brings a great deal of grievance. You're all the time angry, sad, and you're eating yourself upon the envious. The envious cannot tolerate others having some blessing, enjoying themselves. Yes. Jealousy is better. But actually, in jealousy, there are three persons. There is you, there is someone else, and there is, for example, your husband. No. I checked it this morning. I thought it is positive, but I checked it this morning. It is not septa. I was searching for septa for hours. Yes, septa is positive, but envy is not septa. Yes. Exactly, I thought like that, but I checked it in different dictionaries. You can check it. Yes. This I was looking for that. I couldn't find anything for that. I just wrote craving or yearning. But envy is negative. Both of them are negative. Jealousy is negative. Envy is negative. In jealousy, there are three things involved. There is a person. There is a person who envies. There who is jealous. There is a person you're jealous about. And there's something, a subject for jealousy. For example, I'm jealous of you, for example, looking at my book. Something like that. You can read the definition in dictionaries, I think, after the class. But envy and jealousy, both of them are negative. Three elements are identifiable in this surah. We have, because of falaq. We have a primary status, initial position. We have a movement, a change, which has been brought about by a sign, which we call it falaq. And then we have a secondary status. Can you think of some examples in surah for this? For this explanation.
It can be negative too, yes?
Yes.
Example, an apple
getting
rotten, or a piece of meat.
Okay, how about the surah? In surah, what are some
examples?
Darkness
and light. Yes.
Yes, darkness and light in falaq. What else? How about nafatha? Yes.
And when something is created,
Exactly. So you see, all of the surah is movement and change and becoming. Yes. The three evils are distinguished in surah, as we saw. These are darkness when it is pressed and settles. We say, blowers when they blow to knots. Envious when he envies. You see, in both of them, we have when. There is a point in time, there is a situation before that, a situation after that, and all of them have a common characteristic. All of them, in all of them, we have lack of knowledge, we have ignorance, we have inactivity. In Hasad and Ezra Hasad, for example, because he doesn't see his benefits, he's jealous or envious about others. In Qasr and Azalaqa, because it is thick darkness, You don't see what is in front of you. You don't see what is going to happen. You don't see where to go, what to do. And blowers, when they blow two knots,
they don't know other things.
Yes,
or
maybe.
They already need it. What mm-hmm. do they do?
Or maybe they don't know that they're blowing to the knots. Actually, I have a point here about knots, about agada. Agada is a positive word in this surah. So any question here?
How is it positive?
I'll tell you. I have a slide for that.
Excuse me. When you mentioned about the blowers, you said men, when? Okay, when is going to be key word here.
Yes. For each of the evils that are mentioned here, there is a much better equivalent. For example, for basaghin ezabagab, a negative darkness, we can have tahajjud or night prayer. Okay, it is darkness, but you can turn it into something very bright. Tahajjud. For nafasat felugat, untying the knots or solving problems or solving the dilemmas.
What's your method?
We have dark images, we have dark qualities, but we can turn them to something very positive. I mean, the direction is important. The point that Ms. Ajmandi just mentioned, there is movement in surah, positive or negative, there is movement. But we can change it to positive.
But it's your own job, you know?
It is
your understanding, in fact.
Yes, she means that it says the shadr mahala. We can choose that this mahala or the creation can be shadr or khair for us.
Yes.
By contradiction, we can say that, okay, mahala or this darkness itself is khair. It is not shadr for us. It can have shadr.
Mm-hmm.
How can we make it fail or...
It is our understanding, I mean.
Yes,
it's something that we can understand from contradiction.
It is our encounter.
The validation to come from all angles. We want to seek refuge from these
to
bad
change
things.
The condition. Bad
yes.
condition into two.
Yes.
Actually, I have a slide for that here. We have a knife, we have a murderer, and we have a surgeon. See, the same two different purposes.
And also, find out the distinction between darkness and
brightness. Yes.
The movement, sorry.
You see,
darkness to brightness or vice versa?
Both of them. You see, we have a knife. This is a falak for you, a sign. Something, you can do something. You can kill someone or you can cure something.
Sorry. Can I ask a question? Whenever we have added to any kind of surahs, general to think about changing something bad, for example, into something good?
Finding a shelter. Maybe this shelter can be our actions, like changing our position.
Is it general? I mean,
yes.
Yes. I'm going to complete your report. I'm going to in fact state what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever is going to be created.
Yes.
Okay. Everything is positive. Everything that God created is not for shame.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But how we are going to use it, what's our intention, is going to change it. It's going to have a movement again.
Yes.
From shame to shame or from shame to shame.
Exactly. Right. Any question? Any other points? Any comments? Nothing? Okay. So the first evil includes the other two. Actually, it is like this. We're going down to something very specific in the surah. We have darkness when it spreads and settles, It includes the envious when he envies, and it includes the blowers when they blow into the knots. Clear?
Why did you put them into the dark circle?
Because it includes both of them. Mm-hmm. When we have pasara and zavara, you can see nothing, okay? You're in complete ignorance, you're in complete unawareness about your situation, so it includes both of them.
But
Mohala, shara mohala, it depends on you. But everything is shara.
Everything.
I know, but the point here is that darkness, when it settles, the first specific shara is inclusive of the other two. It is like, what do we call it?
Pyramid.
Yes, it is like a reverse pyramid. We have qasara nazawaga. It includes nafasat
yes,
al
can say that light is mohalaq of wrapped in light itself. Opposite of darkness can be mohalaq of God.
Okay, so.
And because of this, halaq can be the whole and having a good picture.
I know what you mean, but when we go further, the first specific shahr includes the other two. You're right. I know what you're
saying.
Okay. When darkness is expressed and settles, okay, because you don't know impossible, because you don't know your blessings, because you're ignorant of your blessings, you begin to envy others. Okay. In nafasat felugat, because you don't know that this relation should be strong and should be kept, you try to untie it. Yes, our teacher explained that.
So,
not everything can be shared, whatever men share mohala, men share mohala. It means nothing is shared by itself, but your encounter, your choice, your how you face it makes it shared or fake.
Sorry, in fact, I think this what things say. I am suggesting you can put another circle or I don't know something.
Okay, I just explained
men.
Okay,
yes,
some
I know.
Of
because sorry. So whenever you are in darkness, whenever you are ignorant, or whenever you don't know how to, for example, interact with other creatures, so every kind of creature can be a sham for you.
Okay.
So I think there is another oval there. There should be another oval, menshar mahalak too.
Okay, I think this explanation helps. We have menshar mahalak, then we have men, so some of the creatures with our encounter can turn into shar, okay? Those shars are categorized into three. Okay, out of those three, one of them is more inclusive than others.
Sir, we can have another point of view. Say that a person can be shar for you by yourself and how you think about it. On the other hand, a person who becomes shar can be shar for everyone. And we can say, for example, a person, for example, poison. A poison can be shar by itself. Forget that sometimes it can cure somebody.
No, it is no exception. It is the usage.
No,
encounter.
I want to say that you emphasize that on the point of your view, mahala and nesha and vasta can be shar or not. But I want to say that some things are shar, shar is encountered.
No,
in them.
No. I don't buy that. I don't agree. time when you're going to present. But these are not examples. These are categorizations. See?
I suppose that it moves from general to specific. Mm-hmm. General is a shadow of anything,
yes.
anybody or anything. But when we think about the specific examples or samples mm-hmm. that you are going to mention here, that each of them again are going to present some greater category. Mm-hmm. In fact, I prefer to put it in, at the top, in a shadow of on the top angle, mm-hmm. and then when it comes to the bottom of the triangle, then we are going to have some samples.
Okay, yes, you can do it and you can show it to the class and we see what comes up. The next one is good and...
Since we can't realize what is good and what is evil, so I think the main message of this surah,
intention
is that since we can't realize,
yes,
so the only way is calling Allah and
seeking refuge. Exactly. Yes. So here I have that example that I told you. Good and evil are defined by how we encounter an event or a subject. It is relative and two-faceted. So we have a knife, we have a murderer, and we have a surgeon. The same tool, different usages. And not in Arabic is a positive word. Here it refers to the knots which are supposed to remain tightly tied. Okay? For example, like what we have in marriage or in friendships.
Oh, it's a vow?
Is something like that. Yeah, it includes vows also.
Because I can't read the lines, could you tell again?
Yes, I said not in Arabic is a positive word. And here it refers to knots which are supposed to be tightly tied. But the blowers in the surah are... those who untie these knots, they disturb relationships, they ruin friendships. Life magicians, every one of us can be an
Afasat.
Excuse me,
regarding the previous image that you had, we can put this as an example, down that knife. That right knot,
yes.
It can be used for surgery,
yes.
Yes.
The surah is full of images and examples. Yes. So, inactivity that I didn't talk about it leads to content with the status quo. You don't move because you're satisfied. You say, enough. BA is enough. I don't want to go further. In other surahs, we have Sagaltum ilal arz or Razitum bil hayat al dunya. So, in this surah, there is no inactivity and there is no retirement. Okay? Ya ayatu an nafs al mutmainna, irji. Even that nafs al mutmainna should go back. Yes.
Sorry, could you explain more about inactivity?
Yes, I said there is no inactivity, there is no limiting perfection. You all the time have based. Yes.
Every time, and we cannot say that our problems.
Actually, we
can. In the life kind of mom.
Actually, I think we can, and we have it in the book. We can look at it from different aspects.
Yes,
but
and,
in Arabic, it is a positive.
Yes, and when we think that not is a negative point, what does it mean that the blowers want to by blowing they want to open the knot. And this is a kind of negative word when we think that not is is negative, is positive, blowing is negative. But when we thought that not
not as negative. How can we understand this?
I have translated the whole lesson. I'll give you. I think if you read it, these problems would be solved.
Read it.
In Farsi.
Sorry.
I wasn't even cool. It's just
status quo means vaziyat e wujud.
Status quo.
Yes. It means when you... Can I say something in Persian? So ساکن بودن، راکت بودن منجر به رضایت از وضعیت موجود میشه. چون نمیخوای پیشرفت کنی، یه خوبه دیگه ولش کن. لیسانسمو گرفتم، میخوام چیکار؟
status
quo is one word. It means وضعیت موجود.
Present situation.
Yes. Indifferent. Yes. It leads to indifference. گفتم که ترجمه کردم تمام درس و اون قسمتی که مربوط به سوال شما میشه همین نفاسات فلقلت بخونین فکر کنم دیگه سوالی نمیمونه برش اینا همه تو کتاب هست همش هم پازیتیف هم نمیمونه هم پازیتیف هم And these are the last slides. There is no end to perfection. These are the lessons that we are going to learn from Falaq Surah. There is always a better situation ahead. There is always a better situation imaginable. And there is no limit to improvement. And you have to derive them from Falaq Surah.
Yeah,
I
understand.
Just listening, and I think the previous
because I just have a quarter of an hour.
Sorry.
I have to. You know, I had a lot of material, a lot of slides.
But excuse me, but there is no end to perfection. You mean that perfection is not a destination?
There is no point. You say at this point, so
it's
perfect.
Not a destination.
It is a way. Yes, actually. But you can derive it from Falaq Surah.
From Falaq Surah?
Yes. You can. In Gozar-e-Nevisi, writing logical statements, we can do it.
It
was just a kind of a spice. فقط مزدش بود. And the last one, when someone is jealous of our blessings, we realize that we have something and we try to be grateful for that and use it. We turn others' envy into a blessing for ourselves.
How?
Because you see, you begin to say, wow, I was so blessed. I couldn't see, and someone who is jealous can see that. Something special.
It became a habit for you, or it's a routine.
Yes, exactly. Because you just take it for granted. But when someone begins to envy about them, yes. And the last slide is the afterworld is in fact the image of this world, the deeds that we have in this world. And if you have no movement in this life, you will be still and motionless in hereafter.
How did you get the first sentence from
the afterworld is in fact the image of our deeds in this world? We will discuss them. We have verse by verse, sentence by. And the second one is, if you have no movement in this life, in afterlife you will be motionless. And because another meaning of falak is will.
Sorry, I'm asking. I can't read.
I know.
I can't read the lines.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Sorry. And first, do not project the hell. So, otherwise, he or she has what is the past
in the reverse direction. Another meaning of falak is
red.
Yes, yes.
We can go deep down into that hell.
Really?
Yes. Isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What is in your heart, as Ms. Ajmandi said. It makes seeking refuge a social event. If you want to seek refuge, encourage others to do so. So when seeking refuge becomes a social behavior, the evils would be would lose force, they would decrease and disappear. So because of that, God said, Paul, you could say, when he says all, it means you should do something. You should. It is like a samovar. We should have all, not one all. One all does nothing.
Good example. Thank you.
Yes.
All this is
remembered. Yeah.
Thank you.
So it is important to be aware of what you're doing in life. Okay? You should have good reasons for the actions that you're involved in. So why are you here just now? Why are you doing this? And is it your intention? And this knowledge of signs is knowledge of falak. And this is the last one, I promise. God's divinity as a refuge plus driving us toward perfection and removing our defects leads to that the fact that we should seek refuge to God, and it is equivalent of moving toward perfection, which is the best way to get away from evil. So when we say moving toward perfection, it doesn't mean being a steel and doing nothing. It means you should do something. Actually doing something means seeking refuge, not question? This is the last one, I promise. We have in this surah we have a disease, we have a cure, and we have a message. The disease is actually the whole evils that are introduced in surah. The cure is seeking refuge, and the message is saying, expressing, moving. Read it. If you believe that, actually I add them here, I didn't think so. If you believe that you're surrounded by evils, you begin to move. And you seek refuge and you save your life. So this is the beginning point. You have to be aware. Yes. Actually, the moment that you say that, there is something wrong, you begin to do something.
In fact, watching your life.
Yes, exactly. I think I'm my time ran over.
Sorry, if I really didn't want to, put any pressure on you. I didn't want to interrupt you in the middle. I believe that we are here for the same purpose.
Yes.
Okay? Because as a student, I want to show that I am confused.
Yes. Actually, this is one of the phases in reading the surah. I translated the lesson. First, we have a prologue. It introduces the world of signs. It says that when a baby is born, it begins with wah, wah. See? This is a sign. He needs something. Okay. Wah, wah. A newborn infant enters this world. His family are so impressed by the infant. They are delighted hearing it cry. This world is the world of signs. The cry is the medium between parents and the infant. The newborn feels vulnerable and cries to soothe itself and calms down in its mother's bosom. Once feeling hungry, the infant senses the sign and breaks out into cry. The parent interprets the sign and feeds the baby. Once not familiar with signs and not able to use them, the infant would die. In Quran, sign is referred to as falak. It is also the case with everyone living on this planet.
Sorry, have we had these translations before the second one?
I think.
Before the second one to present.
I didn't just last night.
No, because it's very important for us to have to present it.
I know, that's why we all have to begin translating and adding to each other.
Lesson by lesson.
And there are three steps introduced in this surah for studying this surah. The first step is studying the words of the surah. We have a table of the words which I presented to you and we talked about. The second phase is visualizing the word is the second part of the first step. We define the words, then we begin to visualize them. For example, when we have falak, we have daybreak, we have dawn. What else do we have? You have to fill the blanks. The second step is writing logical statements. Verse by verse, we begin to write logical statements from the appearance of the verse. Should we do some of them? For example, say I seek refuge. What do we get from it? We get from that God commands the prophet to assert that he seeks refuge. The prophet is obliged to seek refuge. Seeking refuge to Allah, in Allah, from evils is part of sunnah. And you add two more sentences. See, from each part, we go...
Will it be on the background?
Will it be on the web now? The book in Persian is available. So we go verse by verse, and then we have. It should be verified. Yeah. The third step is reflecting on the surah, getting closer to its intention. After writing the statements from the appearance, the try to combine them. What I did on my PowerPoint. Actually, I translated some of our teacher's sentences. And then we begin to figure out the intention. And then the purification that we get from Surah. Any comments? So if there is no question, I'm done. I really do apologize for my speed. But actually,
I appreciate you.